It is a small club, this group of one-named musicians who have the power to make this kind of artistic explosion. This past week, we lost one. Prince died at his home in Minneapolis Thursday. The day before, I'd been talking with 80s pop icon Cyndi Lauper. I was interviewing her about her newest album. We'll bring you that conversation next Sunday. But when the news broke about Prince, we called her back. She said she got a phone call with the bad news while she was working on a new project.
It kind of just threw me for a loop because he didn't really drink and certainly didn't party. That's for sure. You know, he wasn't that kind of guy, you know?
Lauper went on to tell me about the ways Prince supported her over the years, coming to her shows, giving her business advice. She recorded her version of his song, When You Were Mine, for her breakout album. The other memory that was front and center for her involved one of Prince's shows. She had gone to watch him, and they ended up performing together unexpectedly.
I just remember jumping on stage one time. I went to go see him at the Garden. It was kind of a treat to actually go out to see a concert. And of course, if you're going to go out to see a concert, you might as well go see Prince because he's fantastic. And he was on stage singing, and then I was in a VIP section. He's like, okay, everybody should go on stage and sing now. And they had this strange thing where you lined up and he would sing and you would answer. And I was in line and he sang and I sang back to him. And he opened his eyes and he said, Cyndi? And I said, yeah, but they told me to come, you know. It was kind of great.
Do you have a favorite Prince song or a song that you find yourself going back to right now?
Well, Purple Rain, hon.
Yeah.
That one was just awesome. I think Purple Rain because when I saw him do the Super Bowl and it rained like that and he looked like he put his ring up to the sky and God came and he worked the heavens and he worked the music.
Oh, yes. Don't it feel good?
And it was so inspiring. Nothing compares to that. Well, I guess nothing compares to him. He was a great, great artist, one of the great artists of our time, and I'm so grateful to have known him and to have been in the music business and come up around the same time because it was magical.